AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The criticism has been sharp on Capitol Hill for the nuclear deal reached with Iran. The Obama administration is pushing back. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Secretary of State John Kerry told a Senate panel the deal is good for the U.S. and the world, and rejected claims the administration failed to hold out for a better one.
That is a fantasy, plain and simple.
Republican senators made clear they believe the U.S. got the short end.
I believe you've been fleeced.
You guys have been bamboozled.
But California's Barbara Boxer countered a lot of countries support the agreement.
If you were bamboozled, the world has been bamboozled. That's ridiculous.
The Senate will likely vote in September on whether to block the deal. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Republicans in the House are pushing toward a vote today on legislation cracking down on sanctuary cities that shield residents from federal immigration authorities. A woman was killed in San Francisco allegedly by an immigrant in the country illegally, despite a long criminal record and multiple prior deportations. A wildfire at Glacier National Park in Montana has doubled in size, leading to evacuations. A fast-moving wildfire covered more than 9 square miles of countryside near Northern California's Lake Berryessa. Daniel Berlant with CAL FIRE says the crash started that fire.
That vehicle accident made a spark, obviously, with the dry conditions, was easily able to ignite into a wildfire. And with the gusty winds we have and with the very dry conditions, was easily able to grow very rapidly.
The fire is only 5% contained. The board of the Kentucky State Fair voted to prohibit the sale or giveaway of items displaying the Confederate flag. Scientists say they've identified an Earth-like planet that may harbor life. It's called Kepler-452b. Researchers say it orbits its star at about the same distance Earth orbits the sun. This is AP Radio News. More than 130 students are at the White House today for First Lady Michelle Obama's Beating the Odds Summit on making a smooth transition to college.
Our goal is to help give you the tools and the resources and the information and the encouragement so that we can make education cool again.
With the First Lady at this summit is rapper Wale.
College essentially to me was taking the trainer wheels off my life.
Wale says he landed on academic probation at first, but college eventually taught him to be self-made. The House could vote later today on a bill that would allow states to no longer require labels on genetically modified foods. The country's largest food companies say genetically modified foods are safe and labels would be misleading. Supporters of the labels say people have a right to know what's in their food. So far, Vermont is the only state set to require the labels. Wall Street stocks remain higher. The Dow is down 81 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.